Good afternoon.
Love Talk Radio.
Oh, I didn't wait for her. Okay, so good afternoon. This is Ms. Fitpro with Fitness 360. And so we are going to speak today about the upcoming movie Sparkle and the interview that was had with Pastor T.D. Jakes about the upcoming project. And so, unfortunately, Ms. Fitpro is having technical difficulties, and it's kind of one of those things like, if it can go wrong, you know, it will, and it has, but we're going to work around this. And so I have a guest coming on. Ms. Lumbee is the founder and editor of Equanimity Magazine, and she is going to have information, an article about the interview with T.D. Jakes, and perspective on the movie Sparkle, and some other information that she will be running in the August edition of Equanimity. Now, while I'm, she should be calling in about 10 minutes, so while I'm waiting for her to call, I am actually going to be trying to remedy. Oh, hi, Lumbee, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
You're a little early. I'm great.
Okay.
Yeah, I was going to kind of give you some background information, but since you're here, why don't you tell us all about you?
Sure. First of all, thank you for having me on your show. I'm really excited, and I'm excited also to talk about the next edition. I don't really have any information on the movie Sparkle, but we do highlight it in the edition. The edition features on the cover Bishop T.D. Jakes. He is so very appropriate for this edition because the edition is themed Educate and Empower, and that's what he does. That's what he's really good at doing, is educating and empowering people to be the best that they can be. So this edition is really loaded with articles, lots of articles, good articles, and that's what I love about it, is that people really shared their hearts, and just everything that you can imagine, that you can think of, that you want to learn, you're going to find it in this edition. Just the features alone, having Fran Kepo on the cover. Fran Kepo is the fastest talking woman that is going through a lot in life, but she teaches us how to overcome challenges and how to get the best out of that and how we can move forward. And then you take somebody like Gunnar. He's a Norwegian fragrance designer with a powerful love story behind it. Can you imagine naming your very first fragrance after your mother and even engraving your mother's name on the bottle? That's amazing.
What is his mother's name again? What's the name of it?
It's called Lila.
Oh, how beautiful.
It's beautiful. It's really amazing. It smells so good. And I think, you know, everybody should really read the story behind it. It's amazing. It's very powerful and very encouraging. And also, then you take Ben LeConte, the Pacific Ocean swimmer, who's just in line to jump on the ocean and swim for 6 months, 8 hours a day. It's like, who would do such a thing? Who on earth would think of such a thing? And to empower others to be the best that they can be. It's like, how much learning can you do? I mean, learning never ends. But I love the stories like that. And you have, I think my favorite section in this edition this time is the kids section. The kids section, you really got to read it. When you take people like Jackson Kaguri and his project in Africa, you know, he deals with the orphans of Nyaka and how he builds a school and clothes the kids there that don't have uniforms. And these kids can go to any school because they don't have uniforms. They're not allowed to go to school. And he changes that. I mean, you just got to read that story because it's very powerful. And another story, too, that originates from Africa that has to do with orphans there. Can you imagine kids, a sanctuary that is child-headed? It's a sanctuary for child-headed households. It's amazing. I mean, I think everybody should read that story because once you read it, it's going to change the way you look at things and how you view life in general. And I love that. So each of it, even the 10 ways, our 10 ways to stay balanced, you know, you try something new. We tell everybody, try something new. What is it that you're going to try?
So, Ruby, this upcoming edition is about education and empowerment, and of course, something that's relevant to everyone. Like you said, education, we can always, all of us, no matter how young, no matter how old, we can always learn something new. We can always find out something to make ourselves better. So tell me what inspired you for this edition to create this edition about empowerment and education.
This edition actually marks our 3 years since we started the magazine. So I wanted to kind of reflect and kind of look back and kind of reflect to say, what have we learned and how have we empowered you? By bringing in people that have, like, empowering stories, I figured that's a good way to kind of mark our three-year anniversary and at the same time make it very powerful. We even added more pages. Usually this edition is 68 pages long, but this time with so many submissions, we ended up with 88 pages long. So that's what really empowered me. It was emotional. Just looking back, I said, okay, my father passed away 10 years ago. This month of September, when the edition comes out, will be my father's 10th anniversary, 10th memorial for his 10 years since he's been dead. And there's a memorial service that has been planned. And I think that's a powerful thing. And I think he also educated a lot of people himself. He was a humanitarian leader. And me just having to travel to Africa for this event is a huge event. I'm going to be able to speak there and the things that my father taught me, what I learned from that. And tying that to the edition is so appropriate to have it now as an educating empower because I feel empowered.
You feel empowered. That's great. So you said this is the third anniversary of your magazine. Can you tell me a little bit about how you created the magazine? Can you tell the people a little bit about what your magazine is generally about? I can tell you that I know it's a lifestyle magazine, so it appeals to just about there's something in it for everyone.
Right.
Directionally, when you started this, where were you trying to go?
I was really trying to go to a place where everybody can relate to and say, I also have something here. I didn't want to have anyone excluded. I wanted everyone to feel like they're part of this, to feel like they can contribute because they have something, or they can benefit from it because there's something out of it. So that's where we started with that goal, and I feel like that goal was met. We didn't get sidetracked in any way because it's really about empowerment. Because equanimity means mental or emotional stability or composure, balance. So, you know, how do we balance our lifestyles and how do we realize our potential in life and how do we pursue our dreams and goals and do what we want to do? So I feel like we've done that. And I just want people to be aware that we didn't get sidetracked. We are still going that direction. And that's the whole motivation behind it.
So, guys, I just want to interject right here that this show is all about, thank you for bringing that back to me, this show is all about lifestyle. Our show is about spiritual, mental, physical well-being, wellness, balance of life. And so this magazine fits perfectly in with my theme, which is health, fitness, wellness. But all of that put together is a compilation of being well-balanced. So this is a well-balanced magazine. You'll find something for everyone in it. There's health and fitness information. There's going to be spiritual healing, emotional healing, motivation to do better, inspiration from things that other people have done. Now, there was, excuse me, my last show, I spoke to Pastor Erica Harris, and we had gone to an event for the Women of God, the reality show that's currently in production. And Lumbi, I'm so sorry. I understand you were there, and I didn't get an opportunity to meet you. But yeah, but I met the young lady you were talking about, the fastest talking woman in the world, and she was a very inspirational and very centered and very motivating. So I'm looking forward myself to reading the magazine and hearing about some of her insight on how we can live a more balanced life or how you get through challenges. All of the women at this event have something to say about how you get past challenges, and they had all been through some very difficult things, I guess, as we all go through in life, as you yourself have been. And but they were all very upbeat, very positive. They had great things to say about the things that God had done for them to get them through and make them better and make life better for them. And so this magazine falls right in line with that, guys, because life is tough. You know, life can be tough. We're presented challenges every day. So I want to encourage you to read Equanimity Magazine. It will give you hope. It will give you inspiration. So tell us, tell everybody how they can find your magazine.
Oh, yeah. They can find it online. That's one of the places. Our website is www.eqtmagazine.com. So www.eqtmagazine.com. That's one place where they can find it. And that's where it usually starts from there, because we have an online version, a digital edition. When it comes out, we usually put it on online first for quite some time before we print it. So then once we print it, then you can find it at events, major events. For example, like it's going to be at Africa Fashion Week coming up in Dallas in October, and other major events that we have planned throughout the year. So that's where you can find it.
Okay, so at the African Fashion Week, at that event, there will be actually hard copies that people can obtain there?
There will be hard copies for sale to purchase.
Okay.
And some copies are going to go to Potter's House, T.D. Jakes Church, for his congregation.
Oh, that's great.
So,
okay.
Right. Yeah, so we do try to give it as much exposure as possible. We know that when we go to events, we connect with people, and we get to meet a lot of people and kind of explain a lot of things and talk more about the magazine and what they do and how they can be a part of it. So it's very beneficial to go to events.
Which is a great thing. So let me ask you then, who should be a part of it? How can they be a part of it? And then how would they, you know, how would they contact you guys to become a part of this great life balancing publication?
Basically, anyone can be a part of it as long as you have a story, empowering story for people to read about. You know, anything that you have that you feel, you know, could benefit someone, if you have that, then we want to hear from you. And you simply just go online again to our website and submit a story online, just a brief story, then we look at that and we contact you to determine your story and the direction that it's going to go. So, but it's open to anyone. We always welcome different types of stories because that's what we want. variety.
So, guys, you know, there you are. So if you have a motivational story to tell, something that you think will help anybody, even one person is helping somebody. If you have something inspirational that you want to share with the world, contact the magazine. And the website again was www.eqt.com. Is that correct? So that's
EQT Magazine.
Oh, I'm sorry, www.eqtmagazine.com. So don't be shy.
Correct.
Do you have to be a do you have to be a writer in order to submit an article?
That's true. If you write, if you know that you're a good writer, you can submit an article and for insertion, and we will look at it and contact you and let you know if it's going to be in the next edition or the next one, because everything goes by theme. So if your article fits in a particular theme, then we will publish it. So just don't be afraid to submit any article online, and we keep them. If it's not going to fit the next edition, we'll keep it until there's an edition for it.
Okay, so how often is your magazine published?
It's published quarterly. So that means we print four times a year. Like the next one, the one that we're getting ready to print with T.D. Jakes on the cover, actually publishes this month. I think around the 15th or the 17th. I can't remember the exact date. But it's only a few weeks away, or maybe 1 week away. Then after that, you know, the next one is going to be the winter edition. We really go by the seasons, like summer, winter, spring, you know.
Right.
And fall.
So
what kind of season?
So just to recap, so if you have a story, a motivational, inspirational story that you want to share, and you submit it, Lumbee will, and her team, fabulous team, they will review it and decide which magazine it needs to go in based on the theme of the magazine. So I wanted to go back. We did talk about, I know there's a interview with T.D. Jakes in this upcoming edition. Is that correct?
Yes, there is an interview. I will encourage everyone to read it, because it's really a nice story, you know, of how the encounter with T.D. Jakes and how our interview unfolded from that, just from I was invited to a private book signing for Stedman Graham, you know, Oprah Winfrey's fiancé.
Yeah.
And I went to it, and I didn't want to go to it. I really didn't want to go. But that's where I met T.D. Jakes, and that's where he accepted my interview. So when you read the whole story, just to see how the story came about and how it unfolded, how we ended up at his 35th anniversary, you kind of see the whole flow, where everything is going, and how you could do the same thing as well. If you wanted something really bad and you wanted to, you know, to say, for example, to meet someone, you can actually be able to go as to what you want to do. And it also tells you that anything can happen anytime when you least expect it. You don't always have to be ready, you know, when you get to your goal, when you get to doing what you want. Anything can happen. You always have to be ready. And I like how Frank Capra says it. He says you should always be ready, because when the time comes, you don't want to be doing laundry. I like how he says it. You don't want to be caught doing laundry at that time. You want to be ready.
That's great. So for those of you who don't know anything about Pastor T.D. Jakes, he's a powerful speaker, very motivational man, truly inspirational man of God. He does a lot of good works in the community. And so, again, I'm going to encourage you guys to get this month, this season's edition of Equanimity Magazine. With that, and we've talked about T.D. Jakes, and there's going to be a great article about the interview with him in the upcoming magazine. But there's some other inspirational people in this magazine. Education and empowerment is the theme. So there's a lot
right.
of empowering people. So let's go back and just quickly review the featured articles. We talked about the young lady. She's the fastest talker in the world. And then, by the way, this lady is from, I believe she's from New Jersey. Is that correct, Mommy?
Yes, we talked about Fran Keppel.
Yes,
she's from that area. I can't remember the exact place where she's from.
She's from New York or New Jersey.
Right.
Because I grew up in Massachusetts, I recognized the accent immediately. And I think she told me, yeah, I'm from Boston, so I think she told me she's from New Jersey. And if you guys know anybody from the East Coast, distinct accent, put that together with the fact that she can talk very quickly. It's very humorous. She's really funny.
Yes.
She's very funny, but she has a message. She has a powerful message. She's a very, very interesting lady. I got a chance to talk with her at the event. So I know that Fran's going to be in the magazine. She's one of the featured articles. And then what is the young man's
designer.
Name?
He's a Gernef. He's a Norwegian fragrance designer. His website is Lila. I think a lot of people call it Layla, but you know he pronounces it as Lila.com. That's where you find his fragrances. They're beautiful, sweet scent, and just the story behind the fragrance and how it was designed is just amazing. Very educational. And of course, there's Ben LeConte as well, the Pacific Ocean swimmer.
I wanted to stop on him for just a minute because when I found out that Ben LeConte, guys, when I found out that he was going to be featured in this article, I did what everybody does when they want more information. Yes, I Googled him. So this guy is so inspirational and just totally surprising out of the box. His background just surprised me for what he does and what his message is. He actually has already completed a swim of the Atlantic Ocean. Is that correct?
Yes.
Yeah, so
that is correct.
I don't remember how many years ago it was, but he swam the Atlantic Ocean. And so now this month sometime, and it's going to be right around the time that your magazine comes out, he's going to start his swim of the Pacific Ocean. And he's now about 40?
Yeah, he's about 44 years old. He's actually 44 years old now. So it's a very kind of emotional type thing, but when you look at what he's trying to do to motivate people and to inspire people to not give up on their dreams and goals because they don't have a job or they just lost their job or nothing is working in life. And he's going to swim the Pacific Ocean for 8 hours a day, each day, for 6 months, starting from Tokyo, Japan, ending in San Francisco, California. I mean, that's so inspiring already. Just hearing about it, it's just like, what? It's amazing.
Right, right. So when I heard about the fact that he was going to do this, I did what most people are probably doing, and they're going, well, why would you do that? And as I was reading his bio, it talked about that he is doing this to inspire people that you can attain you can reach your goals if you don't give up. If, you know, he's doing this to let people know that you've just got to keep moving, you've just got to keep trying, and you can get to where you need to be. He actually does talk about the fact that he is doing this to motivate and inspire people. So he's, like, talked about how, you know, the economy is bad and, you know, jobs are scarce and there's financial heartache and but he wants to be an inspiration to everybody to keep their head up and keep moving ahead. And it's called The Longest Swim.
Right. The Longest Swim, and the website is thelongestswim.com.
Now, you're involved with this organization, is that right?
Yes, I am. I'm a team member. You know, I help with whatever is needed on a day-to-day basis. So it's been fun. It's really been fun. I can't tell you how much I've learned just from participating in this event. I've never been involved in an event at this level. I mean, it's a huge event, but it's exciting just to know that I'm a part of it. So
yeah,
I'll say that if you...
So worthwhile and just, you know, heartwarming.
It is. I'll say that if you can be a part of an event or anything like that, jump on it. It's worth it. Just what
yeah,
you learn
guys, you
while
know,
you're
if
doing
you,
it.
If you have, you know, if you think you don't have time to participate in things like this, and I'm one of those people, won't be that, you know, my schedule is hectic, and I'm one of the first people to say, I don't have time for this, and I don't have time for that. But sometimes, guys, you just got to stop and make time for these important human events. Now, Ben LeCompte said, the longest swim journey is a symbol of motivation, inspiration, and endurance when facing struggles in our lives, overcoming obstacles against impossible odds. And I can't even imagine swimming 8 hours a day, truly. And I'm into fitness, and I still can't imagine it. against impossible odds, and those seem like impossible odds to me, that he is going to attempt to swim across the Pacific Ocean, establishing a new world record in long-distance swimming in the hopes of inspiring others to never give up and to follow their dreams. Now, when he swam the Atlantic Ocean, it was 1998, so this has been, several years ago. So he was about 30-ish when he swam the Atlantic Ocean. He's now 44, and when he was 30 and swam the Atlantic, he was the first person in history to do that without any flotation device. He dedicates this swim to his father, just like the fragrance designer dedicates his fragrances to his mother, which I think is so moving. So anyway, he dedicates this swim to his father and those that are struggling and in need of hope and inspiration. And this swim is supposed to be a symbol of endurance to keep moving and again, never give up. So if you get a chance, guys, take a minute and explore the site and learn more about Ben and the Longest Swim. It's really an interesting story. I was mesmerized and with all of the information and the positive attitude that he has. And where is he originally from?
He's from France.
So he's from France, but he's a U.S. citizen now. Is that right?
He's a citizen of the U.S. now because he lives here in Grand Prairie, Texas.
Oh, see, I missed that. I didn't even know he was local.
Yes, he is local.
And then how did you get involved with him and the Longest Swim?
Well, that's the beauty of Equanimity Magazine is that we get to meet a lot of people. And through that, we establish friendships and relationships, you know, that are like, you know, professional relationships going forward. We keep in touch with everyone that we work with. And Ben LeCompte was just one of the people that we did a story on that was very motivational and empowering, and everybody loved it. And we decided, well, let's just follow Ben and see how we can give him coverage going forward because we knew he was up to something big.
So let me just take a little sidestep because, you know, my thing is fitness. And so I want to interject a little humor here, guys. So, you know, oftentimes I talk to people that want to get more fit and healthy And I, you know, they ask me how to do this and how to do that, and as I start telling them, you know, they start making the excuses of how they don't have time and they don't like this and they don't want to do that or it's too hard. But I just want to tell you that this guy in his training regiment swims. I mean, he trains 6 days a week. He does 3 to 5 hours of training a day. Now I'm asking people in their health and, in their normal health and fitness program to commit 30 to 45 minutes a day or maybe an hour three times a week to themselves for their health and fitness, and somehow we can't seem to do this. This guy is training 3 to 5 hours a day, 6 days a week, doing swimming and cardiovascular cross training, calisthenics, bicycling, so that he can complete this event to inspire us, and we can't even give ourselves 45 minutes every other day. So that saddens me.
Actually, now he swims, since it's getting closer to his swim time, he swims more than 6 hours a day.
Wow.
I mean, he trains more than 6 hours a day. That includes cycling a bike, jogging, and swimming. So
yeah, that's a ton. So check this out, guys. It says I jumped on his bio. I jumped on the Longest Swim site. It says that he will require 8,000 calories a day during his swim to maintain his energy. And he is totally dedicated to this, and he's a fighter, so he's determined he's going to do this. I can't even imagine. So Ben LeCompte, he's going to be one of the featured people, very inspiring person in the magazine. We have T.D. Jakes, another powerful man with great stories to tell and lots of inspiring information. I'm sorry, what's the designer's name again? One more time for me.
Gurness, a Norwegian fragrance designer. Gurness.
So I'm going to look him up really quickly. And then, of course, Fran, what's Fran's last name?
Kepo, C-A-P-O. And the other person that's on the cover, the other features are, you know, the guy that, you know, built a school for the orphans of Nyaka in Africa. His name is Jason Kagoi. His story is just amazing, how it develops from the kids not having uniforms to go to school and the kids not even going to school at all because they didn't have uniforms. And he starts from that, and most of these kids are like orphans because their parents died from AIDS or something like that. But he created a school, wrote a book, and it's amazing how the whole project developed and became a huge thing in Africa.
What part of Africa is that, Mambi?
I believe that's Kenya.
So the kids there cannot go to school without a uniform. So if they can't afford a uniform, or like if they're poor or whatever, they're not allowed to go to school.
The kids are orphans, for one thing. They don't have any parents. So they can't afford even the necessities, even a pen or pencil. They can't afford that. But to go to school, you know, in Africa, most schools require that kids wear uniforms. If you can't wear a uniform, you can't go to school. So he came up with a program where he provided kids with uniforms and built a school. He takes care of the kids, and the caretakers of these kids, he takes care of them. And he lives right here in the U.S. So when you read that story, just go to the kids section, because I think I really want people to read the stories and see how he did it and how he's doing it.
So just to show you what a small world is, Wendy, and how God works, it just dawned on me when I was listening to you that I have a very good friend who moved his family to Kenya, and he provides lunches for the schools in Kenya. They raise money, and they're a Christian, a Christian missionary group, and they they provide school lunches for all the schools, because he was telling me that oftentimes the meal that the kids get in school is their most nutrient-rich, or sometimes their only complete meal. So I'm thinking possibly maybe we can get those two together and they can collaborate. Since they're kind of in the same area, kind of working towards the same goal. So,
absolutely. That should be done.
I'll get with you later on that, but it just dawned on me that this guy that I'm talking about, he moved his whole family. He was like another very inspirational story, six-figure income earner here. But he got a call from God to go there and do some work, and they stayed there for a year, and they came back. But he decided that's where he needed to be, so he moved, sold his house in Grapevine, moved his wife and his two sons to Kenya to do this work, and they have been there for many years now. So, yeah, we should probably see if they can work together, or if they have resources that would help each other. So that would be just great. So, again, guys, going back to the magazine, it's a magazine of education and empowerment. I can't imagine a more feature-rich, article-rich publication than this one's going to be. So you definitely want to make sure that you get a hold of it somehow, soft copy, online copy, or a hard copy somewhere. Now, if I just wanted a hard copy, would I contact you guys to have you mail me one, or is there a place where I can go to obtain one, or how would that work?
Actually, on our website, there's a location when you get there. It says subscribe. Once you click that button, it takes you to that page where you can subscribe or purchase just a single copy. Or you can even call us directly if you want to, or you can come to the events that you can take a look at the events that we go to, and come to the events and get a copy.
So the event, your events are on your page?
We usually put them on the page as they come along. We announce ahead of time so people know that there's an event coming up, like it's such a location. And, that way they prepare ahead of time and plan on coming.
So if I went on your site and I ordered a copy of the magazine, you would just mail it to me?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. So there you go, guys. No excuses. If you go to an event, go to the site and check out where they're going to be. Go to an event to purchase your copy of the magazine and support the efforts, community efforts that the magazine supports. Or you can go to the website and purchase your copy there, or you can even get it online. So there's no excuse for you not to take a look at this magazine. I'm looking forward to reading it. As a matter of fact, I'm going to be traveling at the end of the month, so that's going to be my reading material while I'm traveling. So I will definitely be getting my copy. So one more time, just quick review. We're running out of time. I so appreciate you coming on and speaking with us. Again, guys, it's education and empowerment, and who doesn't need to be empowered right about now as things are just kind of, a struggle for most people. Or if it's not a struggle for you, look around. Throw a stone, your neighbor, your cousin, someone at work, you know, is going through something, and everybody can always use that inspiration, that motivation, that feeling that, you're not alone, that somebody else has been through some stuff and they've made it. So, guys, get your copy of Equanimity Magazine coming out the middle of the month. Again, the website is www.eqtmagazine.com. And Lumi, do you want to share a phone number with the audience to call in case they have questions?
Oh, yeah, sure. They can call me directly if they want to. I'm always available at 817-705-6212. And also on our webpage, if you go to contact us, we do list a 1-800 number that you can call as well. But that's a recording. If you want to talk to somebody, then you call me directly. Or
give us
the
number one more time.
And leave a message.
Give us the number one more time?
817-705-6212. That's the direct line.
And you will
speak
with us directly?
Yes. There will always be somebody to answer the questions. If not me, somebody else would answer the questions that they have.
Awesome. So, guys, how many times can you actually get a person at a magazine to answer your questions directly? So if you have questions or you can call them directly, they'll be happy to speak with you and go online and get your copy of the magazine or subscribe yearly, I would imagine. If you have an inspirational story or some motivational story to share, they will be happy to consider you for publication in their magazine, upcoming edition. This is a positive lifestyle, balanced life, wellness magazine, guys. You got to check it out. So do you have any parting words for us, Lumi? Again, thank you so much for coming and speaking with us and sharing all the wonderful things that are upcoming in this edition.
Well, I just want to thank you, first of all, for having me on your show. I greatly appreciate that. And I just, like I said, I want people to know that the edition is about empowerment and education. It's for everyone, men and women. And don't be afraid to go on our website and take a look and get yourself a copy. Once again, that website is www.eqtmagazine.com. And all the features are going to be there that we covered already. They're going to be on the website pretty soon, in about a week. So, and I thank you all for listening, for paying attention. Have a good week.
So, thanks, Lumi. And just one more thing. So, guys, I am going to actually be sharing I'm just letting you know, and all of you that are listening, I'm going to be sharing the link to this interview on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Pinterest, I don't know, whatever social media I have available to me, because it's archived, so that the people who did not get an opportunity to listen to this live can go back and have an opportunity to listen and gain the information so they'll know where to go and they'll be able to be in the know with the rest of us and, you know, get something good out of the magazine. So, again, thank you, Lumi, and you have a great evening. I appreciate you again.
Well, thank you very much. And, again, thank you for having me on your show.
Okay, bye-bye, sweetie.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, so, guys, to wrap up, I feel very blessed to have blessed is the word, to just be surrounded by very positive people that are doing great things, that have great visions, nice, wholesome, balanced visions, positive visions of life and helping people do better and helping people achieve their goals, which fits right into what I love. So, you know, just jump on board, tell your friends. We're all about positivity here. And just like Lindy in her magazine, she wants you to share if you have an inspirational story, motivational story. Same thing with me, guys. If you have a motivational story or inspirational story that you'd like to share, this is a show about health, fitness, but wellness overall. And wellness comes in many packages, emotional, spiritual, physical. And if you have a story you would like to share, I would love to hear from you. This show is all about you, and I want you to be a part of it and help somebody else. And so feel free to call in anytime. This show actually runs every Wednesday from 6:30 to 7:30. The number is 323-580-5712. That's the call-in number. Let me give you my contact information in the event that you want to be on the show and share a positive message. We're all about positivity here. My email address is MsFitPro, that's MS, F like Frank, IT like Tom, N like Nancy, Z like Zebra, at Fitness360, the number is 360.com, I guess. Again, MsFitPro at Fitness360.com. You can write me or you can call me, 214-642-5122. Again, 214-642-5122. Or email me at MsFitPro@Fitness360.com. I believe my contact information is on the Blog Talk Radio show site for today. You can contact me through Blogger or Facebook, through my website. So don't be shy, guys. Share your inspirational, motivational story with the world. There's no telling who you could be helping with your story. If you made it through, let me give somebody the courage to make it through their struggles. So, again, all about health, wellness, fitness, emotionally, spiritually, physically. We all want to live a balanced life. You guys go get this month's edition of Equanimity Magazine. Check it out. Share with your friends. Tell them about it. And that's it for today's show. And I'll see you guys again next Wednesday at 6:30. And in the meantime, you guys have a happy and healthy day.